Hello, and welcome to another episode of Successful Inventing. I'm your host, Ken Johnson. Welcome. Today we're going to discuss in this episode a topic that I think is very, very important to all inventors. It's because I hear this expression all the time, and I think inventors really need to take time to think about what they're saying and the implications of what they're saying. And this statement is as follows. Ken, I've looked all over in the marketplace and there is nothing out there that's like my invention. Well, my question to you is that a good thing or a bad thing? Is it a good thing when you see nothing in the marketplace that's like your invention? Or is it a bad thing when you see nothing in the marketplace like your invention? Now, you may be thinking as an inventor, well, it's obviously a good thing when there's nothing in the marketplace like my invention. Well, that is not the case. And I'm going to tell you why it is most likely a bad thing when you see nothing in the marketplace like your invention. But before I get into that, let's clarify something. When someone says there's nothing in the market like my invention, are they saying there's nothing in the market that solves the problem that my invention is designed to solve? Or are they saying there is nothing in the marketplace like my invention in the way that it solves a given problem? That's a critical distinction. If you see nothing in the marketplace that solves the problem your invention is designed to solve, and these inventions, there's nothing that solves it in the way yours does, that's not necessarily a bad thing. What you're saying is, yeah, there are competing products to solve the problem, but none of them solve it the way my invention does. Now, that's not bad. However, if what you're saying is there's nothing in the marketplace that solves like my invention, in that what you're saying, there's nothing in the marketplace that solves this particular problem, then you may have an issue or a problem bringing your invention to market. So seeing nothing in the marketplace like your invention, if that means there is nothing in the marketplace solving the problem, that's bad. If, however, there's nothing in the marketplace solving the problem the way your invention solves the problem, and therefore meaning there are other competing solutions, well, that's not necessarily bad. Now, let's take these one by one. If there's nothing in the marketplace solving the problem, then you have a problem. The problem is that there has been no market demand, no consumer demand for a product to solve the problem. And if there's no market demand to solve the problem, your invention has a real struggle, not only getting on the shelf, but convincing people to pay for problem resolution that they don't see as a big problem. Because usually when there's a big problem, there are other competing solutions. However, if you find that there are competing solutions in the marketplace, but none of them solve the problem the way yours does, now that's a good thing because the market is there. The competing solutions are showing you that there's a market for a solution to this problem. And so your challenge at that point is to make certain that your solution is better in some way than the competing solutions. Your solution has to be better in at least one of three ways. It has to be more effective at solving the problem. It has to be more efficient at solving the problem. Or it must be low cost, less expensive than the other solutions at solving the problem. If your invention is one of those three things, then you have an opportunity, perhaps, to be successful in the marketplace. Because now you're just differentiating your invention and its ability to solve the problem from the competing solutions. Otherwise, if there are no competing solutions in the market, you may have a problem demonstrating to the marketplace that they need a solution to this problem. Let's talk about an example for a moment. Let's say you've developed or you've invented a new toaster, and your toaster toasts bread faster and more efficiently. And your toaster, when developed and put into the market, would be less costly than the competing toasters. Well, you may have an opportunity, because we already know that people buy toasters. That toasting bread is a problem, to the extent that people are willing to pay money to solve that problem, to find an effective, efficient way to toast bread. So now your solution at toasting bread must be more effective, more efficient, or less costly. And if you've developed an invention that does that or achieves one of those three objectives, you have a viable potential in the marketplace. If, however, your toaster is no more effective, no more efficient, and just as costly or at greater cost than the other toasters, then you have a challenge. Not impossible, but you have a challenge, because now people have to say, well, to themselves, why should I buy your toaster when I can buy this toaster over here or that toaster over there, and it does its job, solves the problem better than yours and at a lower cost than yours. So you want your solution to be superior in one of those three ways. And it's really a good thing to find competing solutions, because it demonstrates that there's a market for a solution and that people are willing to pay money to solve this problem. Now, as part of your research, once you found competing solutions, you want to make certain that you try to determine how broad the market is for a solution. In this example, we've talked about how many toasters are sold annually, at what revenue number, or what is the top line, how broad is the market? Are $1 billion of toasters sold annually, a couple hundred million? I have no idea. But that's your job, is to figure out how broad is the market for toasters. And who are the leaders in that market? Which companies make the best or what are perceived to be the best toasters in the marketplace? And then you have to determine, how is your toaster superior to the other competing solutions? How does it toast bread in a better, more effective, efficient, or low-cost way? If you can do one of those three things, or all three of them, you have a shot at dethroning, if you will, the leaders in the market, or at least gaining a foothold in the marketplace. So that's part of your homework. You have to, one, identify competing solutions, and then determine how broad the market is. And then third, you want to determine, how is your invention better than the competing solutions? So if you say to yourself, well, there's nothing in the marketplace like my invention, what are you really saying? There's nothing in the marketplace that solves a problem, the problem your invention is designed to solve? Or are you saying there's nothing in the marketplace that solves the problem the way my invention solves the problem? If there's absolutely nothing in the marketplace, you may have a problem. If there are other competing solutions, then you have to determine, can you gain a foothold in that marketplace? Can your product be superior in some way? But the fact that there is nothing in the marketplace solving the problem is a problem, because there may be no market for a solution. People may not be willing to pay money to solve the problem. The problem may not be pervasive enough for any other manufacturer to say, hey, let's develop a solution. They may not think there's enough money and enough demand for a solution. And that's why you may not be seeing competing solutions to that problem. So you have to really investigate, be honest with yourself, and make certain that if there's nothing in the market like your invention, determine why there's nothing in the market like your invention. Okay? Well, again, thank you for listening. You can go to my website, kenjohnsonspeaks.com, and you'll find resources there. Also, successfulinventing.com for additional resources. You'll find other episodes of Successful Inventing. And you'll also find there a listing of my book, The Simple Plan, the 6 Easy Steps to Make Millions from Your Ideas. Okay, take a look at those resources and see if they'll help you. Meanwhile, thank you for listening. This is Ken Johnson, and I wish you successful inventing.